How was it that you came to work for Fielding and Platt?
Primarily because although my mother wanted me to go into do some commercial type of work, in those days, very important white-collar work. And instead, although my father worked in the wagon works, he was a very skilled industrial blacksmith. I was still more interested in mechanical things and decided I wanted to be an engineer. And when I applied at Fielding and Platt's, I didn't really think I had much of a chance, but to my astonishment and great pleasure, they hired me.
And when we were talking earlier, you said you went to the Central School in Gloucester. Did you do anything at school that helped prepare you for the interview and for finally work at Fielding and Platt?
Despite being on the commercial side of things, I did take the woodworking course, which also included beating bowls and sheet copper and things like that. I would say other than that, it would be perhaps interest in mechanical things. And what was of great assistance to me in later years was the fact that for 4 years I had a very tough mathematics master from whom I learned mathematics very well, because he always freely used a split cane on the hand if you misbehaved yourself.
Do you remember the mathematics teacher's name and indeed the woodwork teacher's name?
Mr. Cobb was the woodworking manager's name, and the mathematics teacher was named Mr. Ann, called Bunger Ann by the pupils because of his frequent use, which was without doubt necessary, but by people not paying enough attention to what he was teaching, so he used the cane.
Was Mr. Cobb also the metalwork teacher as well? Did you do metalwork?
Yes, I'm sure of it, because it never crossed my mind before that you could take a wooden mallet and a wooden block with a shape in the bottom of it and very carefully take a piece of metal and with a wooden mallet and beat it slowly, little at a time, until you had a bowl made from it. And that was probably my first experience with doing something with metals.
And what was Mr. Cobb like?
Mr. Cobb, as far as I'm concerned, was a fantastic teacher. He was a friend, he was very warm, he just loved teaching his subject, as well as was concerned that we also enjoyed it as well. There was no fear involved with Mr. Cobb.